Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 13. I'm your host today, Kyle Jones, feeling a little lonely without our friend Alex Beaverson, but he's at home battling illness. You'll be hanging out with me today, and we're going to cover a contest update for Between the Swings, what's going on at the golf course the last week, some projects we've been tackling on the golf course, and what we're doing to get ready for a busy golf season. Friends, if you've been following us, you know that we've been talking about a contest that we wanted to bring to you. Well, thanks to our friends Bo from Wilson and Preston from TaylorMade, we have two amazing items that we are giving away as part of our first contest ever. You can participate in this contest by following us on Instagram at Between the Swings. Subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform of choice. And tag a friend on our contest post. All those things to be entered. Lastly, I'm excited to introduce, we now have long-form podcast video available on YouTube. We'll slowly add previous episodes, but starting with the last one, watch a video, hang out with us, see what we're doing while we're chatting with you. In most staff meetings each week, we review the book that we're reading. We try to read one book each quarter. If you've been following along, you're aware that we just wrapped up Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. We've been routinely visiting the thoughts of Dale Carnegie, and the main one being, there's no such thing as a neutral exchange. You leave someone either a little bit better or a little bit worse. As a team, we talked about the power of practicing the mindset of leaving the person standing in front of you just a little bit better. Actively practicing that mindset each and every conversation is what guarantees us success. It's what sets us apart from the golf course down the road or the barista down the road who's handing you a coffee without realizing that you too are a person and you want to be seen. As we move towards the busy season, we've become focused on setting the table for our employees to execute day in and day out. And what that means is we're jumping into the book Setting the Table by nationally renowned restaurateur Danny Meyer. Danny is founder of Union Square Hospitality and mentor of Unreasonable Hospitality's Will Goddara. Danny Meyer introduced the concept of enlightened hospitality, the leadership axiom of obsessing over your employees and creating an environment where they come before the customer. More on that to follow. In summer months, when we don't have 300 golfers a day, we have the ability to maintain construction projects that can't happen in slow season. These capital projects might not always be exciting. Most of the time, they're emergency related, like air conditioning going out, roofs needing leaks, our irrigation mainline bursting like it did July 18th. This year, we experienced many of those. However, we've got a couple that we're excited to talk about that have taken some time to get to. Our tee reconstruction project is going to start on August 25th. This tee reconstruction project consists of most of our par threes on the golf course. Over time, a tee box is going to mound or crown, becoming unlevel and giving a golfer an inconsistent tee box or level ground to tee off from. On the 25th, we're going to tackle about 26,000 square feet of these tee boxes and use a process called phrase mowing. These mowers go out and remove a couple inches of the organic material and eliminating that turf. We've got fresh Bermuda grass sod coming on September 3rd that's going to be placed as soon as those tee boxes are done with phrase mowing. That process of leveling and mowing is going to take about 4 or 5 days. Luckily, sod's going to only take 1 day to get down, water, fertilize, and we'll be ready to go. This grass is going to grow in through the month of September until we close down on September 28th to overseed our golf course. The crazy thing for our golf course is we exist in the middle of summer with 70 to 170 golfers weekday to weekend. It's been about 100 degrees every single day. We get used to this routine of slowness, and now we have to open our golf course on October 14th after we've dropped seed on the 28th and welcome an average of 200 to 220 golfers every day, Monday to Sunday. And we have to talk about creating this environment for our team to show up each and every day where they can execute, where they can show up for those 220 golfers and make them feel seen, right? Show up and make an impact. It was so great of Dale Carnegie's book to exit on one principle: give others a fine reputation to live up to. And that spoke to me as a leader in one major way. I lead a golf course where someone who's coming to play a round of golf, the time that they're done with those 18 holes, they're going to feel a certain way, right? Whether it's July, January, or March, it's not going to matter when that round is played. They're embracing the moment. They're finding rest. They're finding peace between the swings out on the golf course. But we understand when we open up on October 14th, the world of golf just feels completely different. Playing conditions are lush. It's no longer 100 degrees. It's 67 degrees. It's bright, beautiful sunshine. And everyone who lives in the state of Arizona is playing golf. Those who don't live are visiting here to play golf. How do we set that expectation? Well, talking about Dale Carnegie's principle of giving others a fine reputation to live up to, the example used in the book is that of a four-year-old girl. A family is sitting around a dinner table, and the father is telling the older brother, about the age of 6 or 7, "Now that you are old enough, we want you to help us by setting the table." This made the young girl quite upset. The parents didn't know what to do. So the father says, "Look, now that you are 4 years old, the task that you are going to have is you are going to set out your clothes each and every night before bed." What they didn't realize was the next morning, instead of having to fight this tired young girl to get up out of bed, they opened the door to find her already getting herself dressed. So giving her this one little task and giving her this embodiment of an image of a grown four-year-old girl, that excitement then empowered her to do something else, right? That one task, that one description gave this little girl the power to be something else. Maybe it started with the power of giving the brother the title or authority to do something else in the home as well. Who knows? But that one axiom is something that we talked about as a team. And I brought up the idea that we as department heads or leaders at Superstition Springs were painting a picture. We're painting a picture of what we want day one of our golf season to look like. And all of the things that have to happen between now, August 20th, and day one, October 14th, are numbered and numerous. It's going to feel like the number of hurdles between us and opening day cannot be overcome. The funds just aren't there. The workload just isn't there. But we're able to paint this picture of what day one looks like and sit here on August 20th and start the process now. Show up to work and apply one color to that canvas. And by day one, every employee on property is going to look at that painting and see that we're executing on a level that's much different than today. Without applying this crazy amount of pressure, without making it seem that we as a team have to provide or produce something that is 100% different from now and October 14th. Something that's, if my math is close, 53 days, 54 days. Right? Instead of getting twice as good in that period of time, it's our job as leaders to paint the picture of what 1 or 2% each and every day looks like for our team to execute. So much of this is what we're going to dive into and discuss in Danny Meyer's Setting the Table. It's our job as department heads to apply this thought of enlightened hospitality. We've painted this picture of what day one looks like. But now that we've painted this picture of what day one looks like, let's at the same time, August 20th, in this staff meeting, paint a picture of what day 100 looks like. 100 days of the people that we've asked to trust in our image, trust in our vision, what we're trying to create for our golfers, for our guests, for our friends, those people are going to come and execute, and they trust in us every single day. It's our job to paint the picture of day 100. Let's anticipate the 100 days of needs that these people are going to show up to and experience when they get in their role, right? Us anticipating those needs is where we're going to exercise those leadership muscles learned in enlightened hospitality. Enlightened hospitality is this mindset where I'm actually going to put my employee before my customer, because I have this image of how I want my customer to feel. We've talked in prior podcasts, everything we do at Superstition is form, function, and feel. We are setting up a form so that our team or facility can execute a certain function so that our guest can feel a certain way. Now, October 14th, we're ramping up that guest count to 200 plus individuals. I could try and obsess personally over impacting the form, the function, and the feel of every single one of those guests. Or I can obsess my intention, my energy, my ability in having myself and every one of the leaders on the team, all the department heads, we show up and we obsess over how our team is feeling or over how our employee is feeling, right? So we're putting them first, practicing this enlightened hospitality so that they are putting the guest first. They are the ones who are showing up and understanding that the result, the goal is the feel, and the why is that feel. The form and function is how we're going to get to that. And everyone who works for us, they're trained on it. They know that that's how we want to execute on our principles here at Superstition Springs. So to dive into Danny Meyer's setting the table is a great way for our team to set the table as leaders on day one and working through to 100 and beyond on how we can obsess over putting our team in an environment where they win, where they know that they're taken care of so that they can obsess over making that guest feel seen, where they can show up and actively apply the principles of Carnegie, right? There's no such thing as a neutral exchange. You leave someone either a little better or a little bit worse. This weekend, I'm going out of town. I'm actually going for the celebration of life and funeral mass of my grandfather. And that's got me thinking about life in general and mortality. And oddly enough, that's brought me to the quote that C.S. Lewis penned in The Weight of Glory. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal. And their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals whom we joke with, work with, marry, snub, and exploit. Immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. This does not mean that we are to be perpetually solemn. We must play. And the thing that I find so fascinating in that is just as I ponder on the mortality or the end of life of my grandfather and what he provided for my family and the moments that we embraced with him, it makes me think about how the power of how people make you feel is immortal. And it's eternal. And so much of that also exists within a round of golf or simply within embracing the moments. The Between the Swings podcast is so much about embracing the moments between the swings, but we also talk about trying to find ways to embrace the moments even if we're not a golfer or don't have the ability to be out on the golf course. So here I am thinking about how a person can make you feel even long after they're gone, right? So much of that also exists within a round of golf. Last week, Alex and I cherished the moments that we experienced on the patio at Chambers Bay. Talked about how four grown men sat and cried. Talked about experiences that they had in their life that shaped them to who they are today. Talked about why that round meant so much to them. something I think about now as I sit here and talk to you is I'll be able to think about those four individuals and their energy and their effort and what they went through and the words they said that day for the rest of my life. And no matter what they go through and no matter what they experience, the joy and power and rejuvenation that I was able to experience from embracing the moments with them is special. And I want to encourage you, the next time that you have the opportunity, stop. Look around outside. We live in an ever-growing concrete jungle. And the game of golf has provided me, has provided many people in Mesa, Arizona at Superstition Springs, this access to see this green, beautiful world around us that doesn't exist anywhere. So I hope you have the chance to get out and play golf. Chase after the golf ball. Don't worry about your strokes. Don't worry about where it goes. But chase after it and count the birds that you see. Count the different flowers that you see. Be so thankful that you have the opportunity to be a part of this world around you and experience it. No matter what we do, is not going to make the world turn any slower or any faster. And to take this away from the deep side of things, the leadership axiom from that C.S. Lewis quote is so simple. When we understand that people's feelings are at play and we apply the leadership mentality of form, function, and feel, we have the ability to impact people's memories, right? Play in a moment of immortality for someone who's in experience a moment that they were able to embrace that brought them some joy, brought them some rest, rejuvenation, or maybe a little bit of peace. Above all, I guess what I'm trying to say is apply intention. It's the one thing that we can do while we have time on this earth. And when you feel like you're crazy overwhelmed, it's likely because we're trying to apply intention to too many things. So the question that I'm asking myself this week, and I hope to continue asking myself, is if I'm stressed, should I be applying an intention to this item? And if I can't apply the right amount of intention, maybe I can find someone else who can apply the right amount of intention. Because when intention is implied, the mortal becomes immortal. Back to the game of golf. The one exciting thing that's happening in golf is the men are wrapping up their FedEx Cup season. It seems like Scottie Scheffler has so many things on wrap with the FedEx Cup points lead that he has, but you never know. There's only so many strokes that he's going to take into Atlanta for the final tournament. The one exciting thing that I hope everyone has the opportunity to take a look at is the women's golf. The LPGA Tour is playing at the home of golf, St. Andrews in Edinburgh, Scotland. They're playing the Open Championship over there. So tune to your TVs, watch some of that golf. It's so much different than some of the golf that we experience here in the United States or the golf that we experience here in Arizona specifically. But that Lynx golf among the coasts is going to be so special to watch the ladies take on that challenge. The last thing I want to remind everybody on is that we have partnered with two amazing brands, Wilson and TaylorMade. Wilson, our friend Bo, TaylorMade, our friend Preston, have gifted us two amazing gifts that we are going to give away. Those two prizes are a Wilson Infinity Series putter of your choice and a TaylorMade QI10 driver as well. Both of those will be given away to a lucky winner who subscribes to our podcast, follows us on Instagram, and tags a friend on the contest post. Above all else, folks, apply intention, embrace the moments, and have a wonderful week.